USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to implement a regulation that would allow the government to indefinitely detain illegal migrant families crossing into the U.S. illegally. Friday on Fox and Friends, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost outlined the way the new rule would be implemented.
These families are going to be held in ICE custody in family residential centers. I want to be clear that they are not going to be held in Border Patrol stations. So that frees up my agents first and foremost. They also are going to be held until they can have a fair trial and get in front of a judge and make their case. And that is expected to be somewhere between 40 and 60 days.
Stocks plunged after President Trump suggested U.S. companies find alternatives to doing business in China. The Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. The NASDAQ and S&P also fell. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
2020 presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders making some news on the campaign trail. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders saying he's in favor of criminal charges against oil executives who knowingly caused destruction linked to climate change. The Vermont senator unveiling a $16 trillion plan to deal with climate change and saying that the greed of the fossil fuel industry must end. Oil and Gas Trade Association, the American Petroleum Institute, says in a statement that Sanders' comments are a political stunt to energize his base.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is wrapping up another round of cancer treatment. The High Court disclosed on Friday that the 86-year-old justice underwent 3 weeks of radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor that was discovered on her pancreas. Ginsburg was operated on for lung cancer last December. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Former WWE star Dan Rodemeier is announcing that he's running for Congress as a Republican in Nevada's 1st District. He explains to Fox News what his platform will be.
When I was in WWE, I wasn't the best wrestler, okay? But I was great on the microphone. And Vince McMahon would tell me, go out there and do a 2-minute promo and an 8-minute match. And I'd go out there and do an 8-minute promo and a 2-minute match. But the thing was, that's what I'm good at. I'm good at bringing people together, you know? And my thing is results. Okay, I want results, not resistance. And I think that's what Nevada wants, and that's what America wants.
Rodemeier continues.
You know, when I do get to Congress, I look forward to it. I can't wait to work with our great president. And, you know, between the two of us, I think we can definitely get up there and knock some sense into the Washington, D.C. Kind of like a tag team, I guess.
President Trump weighs in on Twitter about Sean Spicer's upcoming TV appearance on a very popular program. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly! Explanation point.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.